Welcome to today's podcast on setting clear expectations. When it comes to leadership, language is one of the most valuable tools you can use to empower people. Something as simple as taking a closer look at your word choices can make a drastic difference in your ability to increase employee engagement and performance. A good place to start is the concept of belief language and behavior language. So what do we mean? Let's define the two. Behaviors are what a person is doing. They can be observed, heard, and measured. Beliefs describe a person's internal judgments about an observable behavior. So how do behaviors and beliefs apply to the language of leadership? Let's start by talking about behavior language. When you use behavior language, you're talking about something specific and measurable. This type of language requires observation. An example of behavior language is, Kadri met the deadline. That is measurable. We know the deadline time and the time that Kadri sent the email. Belief language is centered around judgments and ideas. You're probably used to hearing belief language on a daily basis. An example of belief language is, Anne is rude. Rude is not something a person did. It's a judgment of a certain behavior. Here's the problem. Using a word like rude is open to interpretation. Does rude mean an employee doesn't speak to coworkers? Or an employee interrupts people in meetings? Or that an employee's emails are terse? You can see how this kind of language can lead to miscommunication and misinterpretation. Yet, using a behavior language such as, Mac joined Zoom 15 minutes after the call started, makes things pretty clear. One person may interpret Mac's tardiness as rude. Another person may not. And that's where the problem is. The interpretation, which causes confusion, misunderstanding, and potential conflict. Now that you understand the difference between belief and behavior language, what should you do if you accidentally use belief language? Identify the behavior language that exists underneath a belief. For example, let's go back to the concept of rude. What behavior exists underneath the term rude? It could be eye-rolling, interrupting at meetings, not saying hello in the hallways, or any variety of things. Once you identify the behavior, you can transform your language to discuss the behavior, not your judgment of the behavior. And how do you transform your language? One tool for transforming belief language into behavior language is this simple question. What does that look like? If you can answer that question, you will effectively translate your belief language into behavior language. Here's an example. Let's say Malika says to me, I'd like you to help your team be more successful. I'd ask, what does that look like? What I mean is, does success look like increased productivity? A new briefing deck? Or something else? And does success need to be actualized in 2 months or 6 months? When I know the answers to these questions, I will be able to change my behavior to achieve the required outcome. So be mindful of your language when talking to a colleague or employee. Are you setting up a potential miscommunication by using belief language? Or are you using specific examples that will lead to behavioral change? Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local BD17 representative or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFAC HQ Total Force Development at Navy.mil. To receive credit for your self-certification, please email wprth_nitc_nfi_admins_us@navy.mil with the subject line Independent Study Self-Certification, Developing Others to Lead a Strong Tomorrow. The body of the email should contain three things. Number one, course name, Developing Others to Lead a Strong Tomorrow. 2. Podcast name: Setting Expectations Podcast. 3. Podcast completion code: 3, lowercase s, capital U, / v, lowercase t.